Well, of course, 99.9999 almost into infinity of the coverage of the presidential race surrounds President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. But there are other candidates on your California ballot. And as part of our ongoing series to bring those candidates to you, today we are joined by Gloria LaRiva, who is 2020 candidate for president, representing the Peace and Freedom Party on our California ballot. She is actually the candidate nationally for the Party for Socialism and Liberation, but again, under California's ballot heading, listed as the Peace and Freedom Party ticket. Ms. LaRiva, thank you very much for being with us on Air Talk today. Can you just quickly explain about how the party you represent nationally, how it has a different name here in California?
Yes, well, we are a national party as Party for Socialism and Liberation. But for those of us who live in California, we also are part of the state ballot, the state ballot party, Peace and Freedom Party, which is about 51 years old. And we're very much involved with that party too. So we are on the ballot as Peace and Freedom, and people can vote for us.
All right. A couple of days ago, we were talking with the Green Party's presidential candidate. And of course, environmental concerns are very central to that whole party and its founding. And they've got what they call an eco-socialist Green New Deal, which is much more ambitious with timelines and the extent of it than what some members of the Democratic Party have supported. Let me start with that issue. How would you differentiate what your party would want to do with ecological, environmental concerns with, say, the Green Party or Democrats?
Well, first with the Democratic Party, we make a distinction between the leadership and the members, the working class people who are Democrats. The leadership is very much for maintaining the same economic structure that benefits oil companies, the fracking. Joe Biden himself recently said he's adamantly for continuing fracking, claiming it will provide jobs, without really mentioning that the damage to the environment is far worse than the kind of jobs it can provide. And jobs can be created in an ecological system. We are very much for a lot of measures, for example, moving quickly toward freeing ourselves from fossil fuel use is necessary for the survival of humanity and the planet.
Do you have actual time frame for that? Green Party, for example, they want theirs fully implemented by 2030. Extraordinarily ambitious, decade-long process. What about for your party? What's the timeline for this?
Well, actually, I think 10 years is too far off. And I certainly support a lot of what the Green Party is saying about the ecology and their program. But we really are in such a critical state. For example, the California fires or the hurricanes in the Gulf Coast. And these phenomena may continue for a number of years. They're intensifying, certainly. But in terms of the environment, we also must worry about the people who have lost their homes. From California to Louisiana, where I was there for 10 days with my campaign crew, where we went to meet with the people in Lake Charles, actually providing food and water and hearing their testimony, helping them organize a demonstration for media coverage, because it's been silenced. We're talking about tens of thousands of people without a home anymore, no place to go. They're holed up in hotels, but that's not a future for them. And part of the environment must be the right to their well-being as well. So there are many things that can take place. PG&E, we know about PG&E in Northern California. They are responsible for the destruction of the town of Paradise. They admit it. And ecologically, they should be forced to immediately build lines underneath the ground. They can do it. They can be forced to trim the trees in the meantime. And yet they get away with this. And then they will pass the cost of those billions of dollars of damage in the fire that was caused 2 years ago on us. Now, they're not to blame for this spate of fires from north and south, but again, there are many things that can be done immediately. And yet, I believe on the issue of the oceans, for example, whole stocks of fish from the jack mackerel, the most common fish in the ocean, they're disappearing. We think that the United States, under a socialist government or a radical government, even before socialism were implemented, could enter into international agreement as the leader, as the corporate leader of the world, which has so far blocked the Kyoto and the Paris Accords, that the U.S. should be a leader in saying all the deep sea fishing, trawling countries should enter an agreement to ban deep sea fishing, the kind of commercial fishing that is exhausting the ocean for a year or two, literally.
All right. Just hold that thought. Gloria Larriva with us, who is the presidential candidate nationally for the Socialism and Liberation Party here in California. It's under the banner of the Peace and Freedom Party. That's where you'll see it on your California ballot. Coming up, we'll talk with Ms. Larriva about her party's 10-point program advocating for replacing capitalism with socialism, shutting down all U.S. military bases around the world, and bringing troops home. We'll talk with her more about that plan coming up on Air Talk. We're talking with each of the third-party presidential candidates that you'll see on your California ballot. A couple of days ago, Howie Hawkins, the Green Party candidate for president, joins us. Right now, we're talking with Gloria Larriva, who's the presidential candidate from the Socialism and Liberation Party, which is the national organization. You'll see it on your California ballot as the Peace and Freedom Party, which has been, as Ms. Larriva just said, for decades, that's been a part of the California ballot. So you'll see her listed there under Peace and Freedom Party candidate. We're talking with her about the platform on which she's running, and we're also going to talk with her a bit more about her personal experience that she brings to the race. I know we don't have time to go in depth on the 10-point program for replacing capitalism with socialism that you're advocating, but can you give us just two or three of the major planks of that platform, please?
Yes, Matt. First of all, we're calling for the cancellation of all rents and mortgages, no evictions or foreclosures, including for small business and small landlords. Otherwise, there will be complete ruination of tens of millions of people. We believe there can still be a national plan to combat the virus, including a guaranteed income for adults who are not essential workers, the tripling of hazard pay for essential workers, and overall a $20 minimum wage. This is what people need to live. On the issue of racism and police brutality, we think that the police who kill are still enjoying complete immunity, except for a handful, and therefore they should be arrested when they shoot somebody, because this is intolerable what's happening. We want full rights for immigrants and no deportations. They are the ones providing food for us on the tables. They're the ones who are cleaning the hotel rooms in the tourism industry, and so much more work. Equality for women, for LGBTQ people. We want all the U.S. military bases abroad to be shut down. Korea, a nation of thousands of years in existence, should be reunited by the removal of U.S. troops. Instead, those troops and the military presence around that peninsula is constantly putting everyone in danger of war. We want the ending of the U.S. blockade of Cuba, of Venezuela, of Iran. We want Puerto Rican independence, which is still a colony under the United States. And people ask us, well, how are we going to pay for the rent cancellation and mortgages? And we say, the same banks that caused the housing crisis in 2008 and led to a deeper recession, but was bailed out at the tune of $700 billion by us, the taxpayers, they should pay for this. They should pay because they are bankrupting. They're literally bankrupting the world. The African, Latin American countries, which have paid many times more of their debt and the debt keeps growing and growing to those banks. We say it's time they paid up. In fact, we call for the nationalization of the banks and for that wealth to be used for social investment, for fixing the infrastructure of the country, for providing millions of jobs, job training for the youth who are denied any opportunity in these moments.
All right, hold
much,
that.
Much more to say.
All right, yeah, just hold that thought for a moment because I want to reintroduce, in case you just joined us, we're talking with Gloria LaRiva, who's the 2020 presidential candidate nationally for the Socialism and Liberation Party in California. She's on the ballot as the Peace and Freedom Party presidential candidate. We have some questions that have come in from listeners. Hugo asks, Ms. LaRiva, can you explain how your party, if you won, how would you run things differently than Soviet Russia, the German National Socialists, and China, so as to avoid the problem they had with piles of bodies? What protects any person when the fundamental unit of concern is the collective and not the individual?
Well, I certainly dispute the idea that bodies were lying around in those countries that were just mentioned. I really think that lives have been saved in China with the virus being completely arrested with a national plan. And now we see that China's economy is growing 5%, or it did grow 5% in this last concluding quarter, which shows how shutting down the economy to save lives actually helped in the recovery of the economy. That is collective action. I think that too much is said about American freedom, individual freedom that hurts your neighbor, your family member. And this idea, for example, of that Sturgis motorcycle rally in the name of our freedom. Well, now we see a giant spike. Today it's reported, Matt, that the increase of COVID is gonna result possibly in a week in skyrocketing deaths and illness. This is really intolerable. And the problem is that the government has not provided leadership so that people can stay home. We have a president who's saying that it's okay, don't be afraid of the virus. Don't let it defeat you. Don't let it dominate you. From a man who received the best care that nobody else could hope to have. We have all been victim of Trump, but also the corporations.
Corporations. We're talking with Gloria LaRiva, presidential candidate. Just by the way, I'm Larry. Matt is the producer that you spoke with. I'm always glad to have Matt's name on the air, but I'm Larry. We're taking your questions for Gloria LaRiva, who is on the California ballot as Peace and Freedom Party presidential candidate. Ms. LaRiva, just briefly, what is your background? What would make you qualified to be president in what's on your resume?
Larry, forgive me. I've gotten these emails and I got confused.
That's all right. I don't take it personally. I'm fine. Glad to have Matt given credit.
Okay. As far as my background, I'm a working class woman. I retired 2 years ago. I worked 36 years at the San Francisco Chronicle as a worker. I organized a union when I was 24 years old and got fired for that effort to make things better for my coworkers. We won the election and the boss fired us the next day. So I'm a true believer in the need for workers from the Amazon, hundreds of thousands of workers, those who work in Whole Foods, those who work for McDonald's, they must have the right to a union. That's my experience as a worker, my experience as a tenant. I have paid 36 years with my husband, no, 37 years of rent in the same little postage stamp size apartment in San Francisco. And if we're 5 days late, even though we bought that 10-unit building for twice, if we're 5 days late, we're evicted. So I, as a renter, as someone who, like the vast majority of people, live month paycheck to paycheck, we are on the precipice of a cliff if we're not rescued. And I think my experience far more represents the needs and the interests of the people of this country than someone like Donald Trump, who today on television, his former secretary says that he said, never let me see again a black worker building the Trump Tower. I don't want people to think that black people built that tower. What a shameful statement. What a shameful man. He does not represent us. Why would he be considered someone eligible for presidency versus someone like myself.
And we just want to be clear.
Other people.
Yeah, I just want to be clear on what you just said, that that is an allegation that the president had said that. So I just want to make sure that we clarify that. We're talking with Gloria LaRiva, who is the Peace and Freedom Party candidate for president on the California ballot. She's running for the presidency in other states under the Socialism and Liberation Party flag in those other states on their ballots. Ms. LaRiva, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And I really hope people do support, your listeners support KPCC's Air Talk. This kind of media we badly need.
Thank you very much. Also, the website, if you want more information on Ms. LaRiva's candidacy, we have a link on our Air Talk segment page at kpcc.org. I just want to remind you that Ms. LaRiva's appearance on the program is part of a series that we're doing with the third-party candidates here in California. Howie Hawkins of the Green Party was on with us Monday. We're looking forward to having the Libertarian Party candidate for president, Joe Jorgensen, and others who are running on our California ballot. Thank you so much for being with us on Air Talk here on 89.3 KPCC. We have very important business to do now in the remaining 6 minutes of Air Talk, and Carla Javier is going to be joining me in just a few seconds to tell us about that.